Welcome, guys. This podcast today, we're going to talk about what tables you should buy starting off. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And here's a word from our sponsors. Welcome to the Rental Boys podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry. So you're here and you're thinking, what chairs should I get? Me.
Yeah, chairs.
I mean, what table should I get? That's a live podcast. If you haven't already seen that, go check that one out too if you want to see a podcast for what chairs should get. So you're thinking, what table should I get? You know, there's a lot of different options. So first thing first, we need to go over a couple different things. Wood versus plastic. So this is the debate. Some people will call it convenience over over longevity, but it really depends on that part. But wood versus plastic, what you think?
Well, I think it really depends on the, I think if you're just starting off, you should go with the plastic.
Plastic?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, a couple things. What kind of vehicle we're going to transport this kind of stuff?
A Prius.
A Prius? Definitely plastic then. Because the wood tables, they generally don't fold. The legs will fold in, but the actual table doesn't fold up.
If you get a wood table that folds, you probably shouldn't use it.
Yeah, the more parts you got, the more stuff breaks. So, I would start off with some plastics just for the reason that you can buy the folding halves, the lifetime ones. Just the only bad thing, like I said, it is plastic. So they're not going to be able to take much of a beating versus the wood ones. But the good thing is, you're going to be able to save your back. Versus the plastic ones. The wood ones, they're great. I think, if you have like maybe a box truck or, you're pulling like a cargo trailer or something enclosed. But definitely wouldn't suggest them because, if they get wet or whatnot, they start delaminating. But if you have something that's enclosed, you don't really have to worry about that. But as far as, depends on where you start off. Like Xavier said, if you got like a little Prius that you're rolling with, just to start out, you're definitely going to want to run with the plastics. But, you got box trucks or, a vehicle that's enclosed just in case it rains or whatnot, then I think you can go with the wood table, but it's all on preference. And just every situation is a little bit different. But what do you think on that?
I'd say two sides to it. I love our plastic tables because based on our model, a lot of our customers will put their items outside and then we will come get them.
Yeah.
And then, I wouldn't want to come here and like they can't put the cocktail tables outside. Our cocktail tables are wood.
Yeah.
And I would recommend going with wood and cocktail tables though on there if you were to choose that.
Is there even a plastic option?
There is one.
There is?
It looks crazy.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with it.
Yeah, it looks crazy. It like has like these cross looking things like this.
Oh, actually, I've seen it. Round top. Yeah, and it does look crazy.
It looks crazy. And it's like
nobody wants that
cheap metal.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know. People, if you show up with those right there, but have those already in the spandex cover. some people are not going to like those. But unless you're time play for everything, I'm pretty sure someone could use those. If you just had to get some cocktail tables and people wanted it, those are still the options. All just aside on those. But for me, I love the plastic stuff before. I just don't like seeing some, if you don't have a good way to handle your plastic tables and where you store them, how you transported them, they do get dinged up a little more. And I love the concept of wood when you can go through and refinish it. But also too, I realized that me personally, if I wasn't partner with Eddie, I would never refinish the wood tables. So even if it is a better option for me, I personally would never do that. So you have to think about if that's who you are and stuff too as well. I do believe that the wood from my research, because we have some wood tables, cocktail tables, and like a half moon table, and we have our farm tables.
Mm-hmm.
But besides those, we went with plastic for Eddie's reasons, the same right now, so we can do a lot more and we can get going a lot faster. And a lot of our customers comes to pick their stuff up. They want to put them in cars. And so if we ever have an issue, you know, like we need more people, we can call almost any one of our friends up, family members, ask them to deliver something. And they can do it right in the back of their Prius. You know, their Camry, any of that stuff right there. So that's how I feel about that. What's like the weight differences?
So I did a little research. Then again, like I said, we didn't have the exact, you know, numbers, but now we do as far as weight goes. But like for an 8-foot table, I was looking at in the internet, just looking around how much they weigh. Generally, it's like around 60 pounds, 65. The plastic 8-foot from a lifetime is going to be around 40.
It's like 50%, more than 50%.
Something like that, yeah. It's
50% more.
Yeah, just imagine, like, once you get in the rental game, it's another thing. You know, you may start off doing a small events, but, you know, the eventual goal is to grow until you're at a comfortable level. But we get some events, like, kid you not, they order 100 tables and, you know, there's be like 25 pounds more or what have you. But that thing makes a difference when you're pulling those things, loading them up and then taking them down. So just take that into consideration. And then, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is you can always put them on a cart and roll them in. But in some of these situations, there's no way you're going to roll 10 tables. 10 tables on grass, because that thing's going to be way too heavy. So you're going to have to, you know, take them in one by one or whatever you need to do. But yeah, it's a workout. So just to take that in consideration, just, you know, what option you go with. You know, there isn't a really right or wrong answer, but just, you know, if you do decide to do the woods, just realize that it's going to be heavier. Generally, they can take more abuse. The plastic, they're going to be a lot lighter, which I like light because I don't have a very good back. So if you got a good back, you like working out extra, hey, go for it. Get the wood ones. But as far as just weight goes, you know, the plastic's going to be a lot lighter. 6-foot, the wood ones that I found, 45 pounds, plastic, 32, and then about the same for the 48-inch. So just general, just the wood's going to be more dense and more heavier versus your plastic. So yeah, just, you know, that. And then on top of that, you know, let's just say you do have, we'll just say you have a cargo trailer, and, you know, you have to really worry about your weight distribution, so those extra 20 pounds or what have you is going to add up a lot more quicker versus, you know, the plastic stuff. And man, there's a funny story. Remember when we first started off and
trailer got stolen?
No, not that part. That's another story. No, man, we had this order for this ATM company. It's like a big event that we're doing. And I think they had, like, I don't know how many 60-inch rounds they had. Well, anyway, we had that thing piled up. And this is what plastic 60-inch rounds. I think they had like
over 30.
20 for 30, something like that. 30. And well, at the time we were learning how to mount stuff. So I stacked them all down the middle. So basically they were all like dominoed up, right? And so we get there to offload. This is after we pick them up. We bring them back to the warehouse. They're all leaning down, right? And I tell Xavier, like, hey, I'm going to push on my body weight and I'm going to hold it. And you go back and get the cart and I'm just going to pass you one by one. So he went off to get the cart. He came back. And when he did, like, I was at my breaking point because all that weight was pushing on me. And those little plastic tails made me go flying. I mean, he threw me like a rag doll. And just long story short, I just, like, just imagine if there were wood tables, I would have been dead or something would have been broken. So stuff like that, you know, just consider, you know, you're going to learn a lot of things, like how to load stuff, you know. And I think the plastic, given that option that you can fold it, it's going to, you know, make it a lot easier if you have a smaller vehicle to put more stuff in there and optimize the space you have.
Yeah. And when you have the plastic ones too, if you want them to last longer, because they can last pretty long, but some people say, obviously, they'll say the wood ones are going to last longer. If you take care of your stuff, you learn some of the ins and outs of how this stuff works and be able to clear these off. You can make them last longer on that part. Obviously, wood is going to be a lot easier to last longer because you can just sand down the top and then restain it and then seal it back up. That's obviously going to be a lot easier. But for the most part, just you really have to take care of your equipment on that part. Because even on the wood ones, you're going to have to schedule all your deliveries and pickups are going to have to be completely scheduled because people are not going to leave those outside. In case you give them tarps or something else, because if they get moisture, we've seen on one of our cocktail tables where the ends will start just peeling up.
Yeah, and it starts delaminating.
And you don't want that to happen. I mean, I know you can go through, but you don't want to be every single 6 months going back through and refinishing them. Then you eventually, they're not going to last as long. So it just depends on your business model. So if you are going to pick them up the same day or you're going to pick them up right after, then maybe go with the woods. And if you're not going to take stuff in people's backyards, go with the woods. But if you do be planning to take stuff over terrain that is not even, then you want to probably look at the plastics. We've done the plastic. The plastics have lasted over the last year and a half. We'll keep you updated. Who knows? Maybe in 3 years, Eddie might come back and say, oh, they're all messed up. We have to buy new ones. But most likely, based on how we keep our stuff, because we try to do a really good job of maintaining our equipment the best we possibly can. I'm kind of tossed up on both of them. Plastic has worked so well from us. Eddie, you think it's a time? When do you think we might ever get wood tables?
Be honest with you, I'm the firm believer of if it's not broke or if it's working, then don't change it. So I mean, I think maybe if we got some type of killer deal, you know, we are going to open up new locations here shortly. So you know, we're going to be buying a lot of inventory. So maybe if the numbers make more sense, maybe get into the wood. But my whole thing is, and you know about, you know, injury. Now, the heavier something is, the more likely you will, you know, get hurt by it. So that's one thing that I always think about, you know, just like how heavy the stuff is. And once again, you know, I'm always thinking this way because I have a bad back. I've been in like an accident. And ever since then, I've not been the same. So I always kind of think of the worst case scenario, like what could happen. So that's the only thing that, you know. So maybe, I don't know, maybe in the future, like if, you know, we get our new locations and they kill us like a really good deal where we save thousands, and maybe we might jump on that boat. But I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Because my thing is, since we've already kind of set our bed a little bit or made our bed with the plastic, if whatever you have to have twice as much of each one, because I don't think most, I mean, I could be wrong on this part here, but based on our knowledge right here, you're not gonna want a wood table than a plastic table right next to each other.
yeah
and so maybe they put a tablecloth on it. Mm-hmm. It just, people start seeing stuff not match up as well. Mm-hmm. It caused some issues. I do think this year, you know, I think we might dab in some of them, like just to see what's the difference is, you know, who knows? Maybe we might even test, buy like an old one, put it outside, see how long it lasts, and see if it can work in our system. I don't know. But like Eddie said, like someone comes up and we see somewhere, if someone's selling 100 tables and they're $25, I guess we selling wood tables then. You know, it just depends on that part. Because obviously, because then we can go in there and finish it, and then we still can have some. It really depends on the model that you guys are planning to do. But just know that too, like that these are rental items and they're not going to last forever.
Yeah.
No matter which way you go with it, it doesn't really matter. And also too, you buy the wrong wood table. That's not like a plywood table or something like that. You basically have a thin top anyway. So when those peel off, there's nothing underneath it.
Yeah. There's a couple of manufacturers, I think there's plenty of Chinese ones out there. It's the thin, you know, top that he was talking about. You're going to be able to refinish it maybe a couple times, but other companies, what was that company? There's a couple of companies out there that, you know, they're made out of like walnut and whatnot, good quality wood. They're going to be more expensive, but, you know, they're going to last. You're going to be able to refinish that thing a lot more than the Chinese one that's just so thin. And then, like I said, if it gets wet, it delaminates and then just starts bubbling and it starts flaking off and you're in trouble. And I've seen plenty of other rental companies that, you know, they send out their tables that way. And I could just imagine, like, how many complaints they get on that because, you know, person puts a linen on it. Or sometimes they don't even, you know, put linens on the top and then they have to live with that kind of defect on their table. So Yeah, just another thing to think of. Not every table is the same when you go into the wood ones, because there's different types. The cheaper one's generally going to be your lower quality one, and you're not going to be able to refinish as that much. And I think it's going to be more sensitive towards what the weather and what have you. But then again, same thing on the plastic side too, because I think the company we go with is just Lifetime. There's another company I think you bought with, right? 60-inch rounds?
Yeah. I don't remember where it came from, but whatever they came from, don't buy them.
Yeah. I think Lifetime's what we roll with. And, even the plastic tables, I mean, they break. I think the main tables that break are going to be your fold-in-half ones. Something with the legs, I don't know why, but they just, they break. But there's ways to fix them. You just put a new rivet in, or you could put a bolt and nut where they break. And you'll see where they, if you go the plastic way, within like maybe a year or so, you should see a couple break. Then it goes back to damage waiver and stuff like that. The customer does it. I mean, you can always put it on them. And they'll pay for your table. So, yeah.
But most of your damage is, unfortunately, when you start off, it's going to be done by you.
Yeah, self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted. Not because you're trying to, just you're learning, especially because we ride a couple different ways. We ride with trailers. We do with pickups, and we do it with, we have a couple box trucks that we use, smaller box trucks. So we kind of seeing kind of a lot of different things. You can, if you are not a trailer person and you just start using a trailer, you will damage stuff on there.
Over ratchet stuff. Yeah,
over ratchet stuff. That's especially because on a wood table, it's going to take a lot to over ratchet them. On a plastic table, I'm not going to lie. The tri-folds, which is tri-folds, it folds three ways, which means the legs fold twice, and then it folds in half. The bi-folds are just the leg folds down. On those, like the tri-folds, if you put too much on there and clamp it down too much, it's going to bend. On the straight pieces that are just the bifolds, they are a little bit hardier because the Lifetimes has the metal ring that goes around that kind of helps it with its structure a lot more. But you'll still end up bending some if you do it too much. And that really, you are really, from my experience, you only over ratchet stuff when you are using like an open utility trailer, which I'm not going to lie, using that before, do not recommend it. If you have a utility trailer, you need to go ahead and build you some sides on there. It will make the difference. Do not use an open utility trailer for this right here. It might be cheaper, spend an extra $100-something, you know, and do that. But we're not talking about vehicles in that part. So now, you've already decided if you want it wood, you can basically end it right here, and it is what it is. You know, you go to your way, you do what you got to do. Now, if you decide the plastic, now you need to decide on right here. Are you going to do trifolds, which are the ones with two pieces of legs fold in and then fold in on itself? The bifolds, which are just the legs folding in, which would be a straight piece. So an 8 foot for a trifold will fold down to 4 feet. Then you can open back up to 8 or 3 for 6, 2 for 4. All those right there. So you have to choose if you're going to do trifolds or bifolds or a mixture of those. To be honest, I think the ones that are the most sturdiest are the bifolds. Just a straight 8 foot piece. But no one's going to fit that in their car. You can barely fit it in a truck bed, unless it's a extended truck bed on there. You're never going to fit it in a Tundra. It's just hard to do that part. But they're going to be a lot more sturdier. They're going to be a lot better table. They're going to be a lot sturdier table, and they're going to be easy with no humps in them.
Yeah. I think that's what we get a lot of. I think most of the weddings, and I'll be show up with the bifold. Now, this isn't everybody. This is just some. But a lot of people, like when you put the trifold out and you put it up, it's going to have a little hump right down the middle. And some people, whenever they put the linen on top, they can see that hump. So like some people that, you know, have like important events, like let's say a wedding, they might not like that. We've had a couple comments last year about that, but you know, for the most part, we have both options because we have customer pickup. So we have the trifold and the bifold. So we're able to adjust that or fix it as need be. So just a little heads up, you might have, you know, a couple wedding planners or, you know, say something about that. But for the most part, not everybody does. I'd say probably like 95% of the people didn't say anything about it if we showed up at the Fulton House. But, you know, you're just still that small amount of people that, you know, might say something about, you know, just the slightest little hump in the middle. And, yeah, so just keep that in mind, you know, when you buy your tables.
Yeah, and you can also always just ask them. A lot of people actually request the trifolds in the system so they can, so because it's easier for them to put in their cards on pickups. They don't need that much space. And a lot of people are going to be very surprised how much they can get in their vehicles with the trifolds and some regular white plastic chairs. So I think it's pretty good. You can go get kind of both each ways. Even do half of half. But you can still take your trifolds and use them with your bifolds if you're doing like a bigger event. Mm-hmm. Most times the bigger events don't really care. They just need a space on there. So it kind of up to your directions. But for my recommendation, what would you say? A recommendation for people just starting with a trailer.
With the trailer?
Yeah.
That's kind of tough. What is it, like a utility trailer you're talking about?
Utility trailer. They got $2,000.
$2,000
for tables. They already spent. They went to the last podcast.
If you $1,500,
and they spent $1,500 in the last podcast. Now you got another $1,500. Yeah, $1,500. So $1,500 in tables.
And I'll probably go with the fold and half.
Fold and half. Fold and half. Which size?
Fold and half. Well, they come in six.
Which one? Would
four
you
do? Foot. Which eight
one?
Foot.
What you know? How would you space it out?
Why not have all of them?
How would you do that?
Well, that's a toughie, actually.
Yeah.
Think about it. But it just depends on what your market is, really. Because, you know, he'll go more into it as far as when we started another podcast for, like, marketing and strategy. But you got to kind of know what your market is and, like, what are they looking for. But, you know, for the weddings, for the most part, they use 8 foots. So if you're getting a lot of, if your intention is that they hit weddings hard, then I'd roll with the 8 foots. You know, just your casual events, you know, I'd go with the 6 foots. So it just really depends on what the situation you're at. But, you know, I'd go with the 6 foot just because, you know, the people that have more, you know, but don't have that much space, they can always put those in there versus, you know, other places that have plenty of space, you just sell them more tables.
Yeah.
But that'd be my personal, I'd go with the 6 foot.
Yeah. I think, yeah, 6 foot would be really good. You get about 30 of them for that price. Mm-hmm. So that gets you going. And then, yeah, you might not be able to do some of the 16 round ones or the other ones, but with the 60, if you get 30 of them, you get 30 long, we get 15 long, 15 trifolds. That'll allow you to be able to do pickups either at your home or at your storage or at your warehouse, wherever you're working out of, or if you're working out of a truck, whatever it is, it'll give you the room to put that stuff in there as well. And also, too, you get a lot of people for some reason who will be like, oh, the 8 foot is a lot longer than I thought, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? It's 8 foot.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people would say that, and they say they want the other 8 foot, and like, then they'll point at a 6 foot.
Oh my gosh!
So you'll get that. So if you're starting out small and you only have $3,000, we already talked about spending your $1,500 in chairs, depending on tables. Probably do a mix between 6 foots and 48-inch rounds. 60-inch rounds, to be honest, you're gonna need a certain type of vehicle for it, a trailer,
yeah,
or a box truck, or you can have it put in the pickup. But it's not going to lay flat, and it's going to be wobbly. You're not going to be able to put that many of them. 16-inch rounds are really good for banquets, quinceañeras, weddings, like those type of things, like galas. But when you're first starting out, you're not going to be working on those at first. You're working on the backyards. Yeah. And there's so much people doing stuff in their backyard.
Yeah. And then so you went over 60 inches. And actually, talking about like when maintenance, we've never with Lifetime – as of today, have not had one 60-inch Lifetime table that is damaged or we cannot use it. Not one.
Yeah.
Like they're and all the products that Lifetime offers, I'll say 60-inch is going to be your strongest one.
Yeah.
Have yet to replace one.
And they're heaviest. Yeah.
Well, they are heavy. I think.
But they're not heavy as the wood one, though. They're nowhere near that.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. Or I don't say it's heavy. Just I mean, the thing is.
A little awkward, I guess.
Yeah, awkward.
And then if you do like put it on, like what I do is I put it like kind of like where my forearm's at and carry it. The only thing that sucks about doing that if the wind, if it's windy, that wind is going to hit that thing like a kite, and you might go wherever the wind's blowing, you're going to go with it, that way with it.
So it's just, that is true right there. The thing is, though, they'll be heavier as wood.
You're going to be rolling those things or something.
Yeah, and to be honest, and this is, I just got pet peeve on this right here. Do not rub your products. Wood tables never roll. I mean, I know sometimes you have to get, if you do decide to get wood tables, and then you're looking at, you need to get a dolly. You need to get a table dolly. If just do not roll them. You're going to mess the sides up, which is going to help unravel them. And you just, bad things happen. And the thing is, the size of the table sometimes are the parts that people sit to look at from the sides, and they can tell if they're messed up or not. I don't recommend rolling. I have real pet peeves over people who are rolling them. There's a couple companies that we have sub-rented stuff from us who've came out literally bouncing the tables, it looks like, out there, like basketballs or something like that, and rolling the products on there. I just think it degrades the products, and I really recommend not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you make money off of, too. So, like, every time they go out, you want to minimize the stuff that you do to it, because, you know, once they're out of your hands, you know, you have a little control. Besides, you know, telling people, hey, you break it, you're gonna buy it. But, like, do everything you can to take care of them, because remember, every item you have available in your inventory is more money you're able to generate every week. So if something's broken, it's not going to make you any more money. So just take that in consideration, you know, when you're bouncing or rolling or what have you, every little bit of damage like adds up and eventually will degrade the product where you can't use it.
Just do not do that. So that there's a recommendation right now. I really believe that over this next couple of years, we'll touch back on this subject too.
Yeah.
Maybe when we finally start getting some 16-inch round, hopefully it's further down than now.
Yeah, and the cocktail tables?
Yeah, cocktail tables. Yep. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Cocktail tables. The cocktail tables are special because, like, the cocktail tables can do very well. Like, back in February, right before COVID really hit, we could not have enough cocktail tables in the house. We literally could not. They were going out so much, and they're every single week they were booked out. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we recommend four. I rarely recommend you getting some cocktail tables, even if it's only four or five. You know, they go with a lot of different things.
Yeah, and they don't take up that much space either. They break down in three pieces. So you have your base, you have your center pole, and you have the top. So. The only thing, when you purchase them, they're going to give you two different poles. What are the sizes? 42
and 30. Yeah.
So one's going to be short, one's going to be tall, one's going to be the one that you usually stand up and, you know, have a couple cocktails with people. The other one's going to be short, where you sit down. Now, we currently, when we do our deliveries, we take both, because sometimes people will forget that they wanted the other one when all we have is, you know, the long ones in our truck. So keep that in mind. That's a common problem that happens. You know, you'll get there and then the customer will say, oh, I want the other one. So try to have like a backup plan. So in case they make that sudden change, that way you don't have to drive all the way back and then, you know, back to them just to please them.
That sounds to us a lot. Remember, it is always the furthest place.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, this place is 2 hours out. Yeah. Oh, actually, remember the one? Yeah, it was the one way down. We went one like over 100-something miles away. We forgot the poles. We had to go all the way back and get them and go all the way back. And that was the longest one. So just remember that on that part.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, we're going to end this podcast right here. As I said before, if you have any questions for me or Eddie, please reach out to us. A couple of you guys have already reached out to us anyway right now. So we're here to help you and, you know, really help. You know, help you grow your business and kind of just teach you some stuff as we learn the process and as we grow. Specifically over this next year, we're going to be expanding a lot, making a lot of big decisions, and we want to bring you guys on the road. Keep giving us your questions. I'm Xavier Kelly.
My name is Eddie Salceda, and don't forget to hit that
subscribe button.
Is there a subscribe button?
Yeah, subscribe button right here.
No, where's the one that we give money?
Make sure you support the podcast. Support the podcast so we can bring out more. More podcasts. We're going to try to do a little bit more. Maybe. But other than that, guys, we will see you guys in the next one.